blessings and rewards of marriage. Words from Jesus.
A marriage that is grounded in faith magnifies me in the lives of the people involved and their children. The combining of two hearts as one can be a powerful force for good. The spirit of the world attempts to tear down traditional family, stating that independence means strength and power, when the opposite is true. Humility, teamworking, loving another as yourself, committing yourself to another person and to your children are building blocks to a strong bond which helps you to face the problems of life. The blessings of marriage will increase as you seek to manifest the fruits of my spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. When you receive me and my spirit dwells in you, you receive a measure of these attributes. But the more you abide in me and draw close to me, the more these qualities manifest themselves in your life. And with time, they grow and come to full fruition. As you love each other and love me with all your heart, soul, and mind, your marriage will grow and blossom. As you commit your marriage to me, the potential for it to bear fruit is present. But it is still up to you to tenderly care for and nurture your marriage so that it may grow strong. Marriage will teach you humility. When you are married, you face your spouse every day and night, and you must constantly strive to manifest your love and my love to them, in the good times and the bad, when you feel like it and when you don't. Your husband or wife sees you as you really are, both the strengths and the faults and failings that others may not see because they are not so close to you. Married life is a daily lesson in love and humility and a constant learning experience. Marriage can also teach you to be unselfish. Today's world promotes self over others, and it's the natural tendency of people to be self-centered and look out for themselves. Through marriage, you learn to think and act unselfishly. Marriage can help you to learn to serve and care for others as you grow in your understanding of what it means to lay down your life for your spouse and children daily. You learn lessons of love, unselfishness, concern, and sacrifice that are also invaluable in ministering to your brethren and to the lost. As you experience the trials and triumphs, the sacrifices and joys of marriage and raising children, you will find that you are able to relate to people in deeper ways. Building a fruitful marriage. When you begin your married life, there are certain things you can do and principles you can keep in mind to create a solid foundation for your union in the years to come. If you start off with the right expectations and foundation, you will grow stronger in your loving relationship, more secure in your love for each other. It's a mistake to model your expectations for a fruitful marriage after movies, which tend to romanticize marriage in an unrealistic way. If you expect your wife or husband to always be ravished by your presence and ready to romance you with words of passion, then your expectations are not realistic. it is not wise to set your standard for married life according to the movie industry, novels, or soap operas, or to feel that if your husband or wife doesn't live up to some standard that you have in your mind, they or your marriage are failing. Even a young marriage that has romance and passion, where the partners are deeply in love, will eventually experience human failure, weaknesses, and mistakes. To build a strong foundation for your marriage, you need to be willing to accept this as part of life, and not be discouraged because the spouse you once thought was practically perfect starts showing signs of being imperfect. It's important to accept that your loved one is not perfect and never will be perfect. It is not realistic to expect that your husband or wife will never make mistakes, or get upset, or have trials, or be hard to understand, or do things you don't like, or that even hurt you sometimes, because these things will happen. This is when you must remember that love covers a multitude of sins. At such times, you need to determine to fight for your marriage and for unity, to forgive your spouse, and come to me in prayer for the grace, strength, and help you need. Place me at the center. The most important factor in any marriage is your relationship with me. Couples should start their relationship realizing that I must be in the center from the beginning, as well as throughout their years together. A marriage is happiest when both people start with the premise that they belong to me first and foremost. I have bought and paid for your life with my own life, and I desire your love to be set upon me above all. Although I have blessed you with a relationship and marriage, in essence you still belong to me, and it is my will that should be supreme in your lives. I set people in marriages to help each other to do my will, to uphold, to support, to complement each other, and to help each other to be fruitful in my service. You join together as one because of your love for one another, which is a gift from my hand, in order to be a more fruitful team for me. In order to keep me first in your lives, take the time to pray together, to hear from me together, to read and study and absorb my word together. Determine to keep me at the center of your lives. Bring your questions and problems to me in prayer. Seek answers in my word and receive my personal direction for you. You are one, and I call you to come to me and seek me, read my word together, commune with me, and fellowship with me. Determine to make me a central part of your everyday lives. It may seem such a simple principle, that of keeping me in the center of your marriage. But a strong marriage that will stand the tests of time depends on this. For you belong to me, and your marriage is in my hands. As you look to me, acknowledge me, and keep me in first place, I will anoint and bless and strengthen your marriage. Rejoicing in my will. My will for other people may not be my will for you. Each person is different and has a unique calling and purpose. Your life is in my hands, and if you don't have someone to call your husband or wife right now, that does not mean that I love you any less. I love you, and I am with you, whether you are married or single. Married people sometimes yearn for the days when they had more time to themselves and more freedom, while single people may ache for companionship and someone to share their lives with. The secret is to learn to be content, whatever your circumstances, and in any and every situation. I have ordained your life, whether you are married or single, and as you thank me for even the seeming stones in your life, you will find them transforming into the bread they have been all along. When you're in my will, you can abide in my peace and joy. Seek my will above all, and abide in me, placing me at the center of your life, whether you are single or married. I love you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am always there for you, and I have promised to give you the desires of your heart as you love me and delight yourself in me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.